All right, so we're diving deep today, folks. And you know those little creatures that always seem to be, well, bugging us?
I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, insects. Turns out they're not just a nuisance, they're actually facing a pretty big crisis.
A crisis, absolutely. And so vital to, the health of our planet.
Exactly. But there's some hope on the horizon. We came across this research from Linnaeus University. They're talking about this pretty revolutionary approach to conservation.
Really interesting stuff. It's all about DNA, believe it or not.
DNA, hold on, is this like Jurassic Park for bugs or something, bringing back extinct butterflies?
Haha, not quite. Although, thinking about it,
Yeah.
no, this is about using DNA in a totally different way for identification.
Okay, now you've got me intrigued. So how does DNA help us figure out what kind of bug we're looking at?
Well, have you ever heard of DNA barcoding?
DNA barcoding. Honestly, the first thing that popped into my head was like tiny little scanners at a beehive entrance. Like, beep, you're cleared to enter, Mr. Honeybee.
Well, it's not that far off, actually. Think of it this way. Every species, every single one, has its own unique DNA
Right,
sequence.
like a blueprint, I get that.
Exactly. And a DNA barcode is like a little snippet of that blueprint, a specific segment that's unique to that species. Scientists can use it to identify any organism, even from just a tiny sample.
So instead of like meticulously counting legs and wings under a microscope, you're saying they can just analyze this DNA barcode and boom, they know what it is.
Precisely. And it's incredibly accurate, way faster than traditional methods. Imagine you could take a sample from, say, a scoop of soil in a rainforest and identify every single insect species living in it just from their DNA.
Well, hold on, rewind a bit. Every single insect from just a little dirt. How is that even possible?
That's the power of DNA barcoding. But there's a catch. It only works if you have a database to compare those barcodes to.
Ah, so it's like you need a massive library of insect DNA to cross-reference. So where does this library come from?
Well, that's where the global scientific community steps in. Researchers all around the world are working together to build these databases. They're collecting samples, analyzing DNA, and adding new species all the time. It's a massive collaborative effort.
So kind of like a Wikipedia, but for insect DNA.
Exactly. It's an ever-growing resource that's becoming more comprehensive all the time.
Okay, so we've got this awesome tool for identifying insects, but how does this actually help with conservation efforts?
Well, think about it. Imagine you're trying to protect a fragile ecosystem, like a coral reef or a rainforest.
Right, lots of diversity, tons of species crammed into one place.
Exactly. And many of those species, especially insects, are threatened by things like habitat loss, pollution, climate change. But it's hard to protect something if you don't know what's there in the first place.
So DNA barcoding can give you like a full inventory of what's living in that ecosystem.
Absolutely. You can take samples, analyze the DNA, and get a snapshot of the entire insect community. And that information is gold for conservationists.
So you can track changes over time, see which species are struggling, even identify new ones we didn't know existed.
Exactly. And it helps us understand the impact of conservation efforts. Are they working? Are we seeing a rebound in certain species? DNA barcoding can tell us that.
Wow, this is incredible. It's like taking a DNA fingerprint of an entire ecosystem, and it can tell us so much about the health of that environment.
It's a game changer, really.
And I'm thinking, you know, we talk about protecting endangered species, but this technology could also be used to identify invasive species,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. Invasive species, those that aren't native to a particular area, they can cause real havoc on ecosystems.
Right, like those murder hornets we were hearing about a while back. Gave me nightmares.
And early detection is key with invasive species. The sooner we know they're there, the better chance we have of stopping them before they take hold. DNA barcoding can be a real lifesaver in that regard.
Okay, so this all sounds pretty amazing, but I have to ask, are there any limitations to this DNA barcoding technology?
Well, like with any scientific tool, it's not perfect. Sometimes, you might get a degraded DNA sample, or the database might not be complete for a particular region.
Right, so there's always a margin for error.
There is. And some species, even closely related ones, can have very similar barcodes. So sometimes you need additional analysis to be absolutely sure.
Makes sense. But overall, it seems like the benefits far outweigh those limitations, right?
Oh, without a doubt, DNA barcoding has truly revolutionized the way we study and protect biodiversity. It's given us a level of detail and insight that was simply unimaginable before.
It really is remarkable. I mean, who would have thought that something as tiny as a DNA sequence could unlock so much information about the world around us?
It's a testament to the power of scientific inquiry, isn't it? and we're only just scratching the surface of what's possible.
So to sum things up, it sounds like DNA barcoding is this super efficient identification system for insects, and it's having a massive impact on conservation efforts worldwide. We can identify species, track changes in ecosystems, and even detect invasive species early on.
And as the technology continues to improve and our databases grow even larger, the potential for DNA barcoding to help us understand and protect the natural world is just going to keep expanding.
Well, that's definitely some food for thought. And with insect populations declining globally, this kind of technology could be a real beacon of hope. It makes you wonder, in the next decade, just how big of an impact DNA barcoding could have in turning things around. Really makes you think, doesn't it? Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, folks. Until next time.